And this word will teach you.
And the Holy Spirit will help you. You'll find out how to walk in this. And that's what we're about to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so what I went to say about my preaching, I finally got quiet enough and spent enough time with the Lord to realize what preaching and teaching is all about. Because what I learned from the beginning, it hindered me because I was trying to be like the old guy. I thought preaching and teaching were grabbing your ear and going, yeah. Now, that was my climax highlight. You know, to show the highlights of a game, that was my highlight of preaching. No, it ain't. It's proclaiming. You proclaim preaching. You explain teaching. Preaching, you proclaim. Teaching, you explain. And I ain't explaining. All I'm doing is appealing to your flesh, mostly. Now, that you can preach, and I'm not denying that, but some of this stuff I was trying to do, it wasn't no preaching. We might as well tell the truth. Even though just because you respond, James Brown sang real good and dance, and the people respond to him, he wasn't preaching no gospel. He was trying to get the applause of the audience. Hello?
Amen.
Now I want to get some revelation from the Father. Hallelujah.
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 So I know how to live in life, because there's some stuff you walk out this door and you got some stuff with you tonight. There's some stuff going to confront you. And if you don't know this word, you won't know what to do. But if you got some revelation in your heart, know who you are, you know what to do. Still sitting there crying and talking, I don't know what to do. You start laughing. Because you know Satan can't do anything to you. He does what he does through you fearing him, operating in his fear. You get in faith, he has to get out of your way.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all in the house tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, yeah, I got my time right here. I'm looking everywhere and it's right in front of my eye. All right, got it up there, guys. Dear friends, my name is Paul. It's what you got up there. Is that the right one? Okay. That's the Passion Translation. Okay, all right. All right, you look like you're all right. Dear friend, my name is Paul. Who is his name?
Paul.
All right. And I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being what? One with Jesus, the anointed one. By being what? Did you hear what it says? I want you to listen tonight. I've been made an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have you been made holy by being one with Jesus? If you're born again, you have. If you're born again, you have. You've been made one with Jesus. Now, do you think Jesus half God and half devil?
No.
Do you think he half holy and half wicked?
No.
Do you think he half healed and half sick?
No.
Do you think he half wealthy and half broke?
No.
Do you think he half wisdom and then half foolish? You've been made one with Jesus. What is he saying? You've been made just like him, the one that God raised from the dead. And the devil has no claim on him. It's just like this. You cannot make darkness and light mingle. As the moment you turn a light on, darkness flee like that. And we got to get this in our spirit. I don't care what I've done, but once I come to Jesus, I'm no longer associated with, identified with, known as being darkness. I am known as a child of God. And I got to get that revelation to my spirit. So I'm going to show you how to get it in there. That's why you see sinners, saints, acting like sinners. They don't know no better. Amen. You see a child at 5 and 6 years old still won't suck the ball. Somebody hadn't taught him. You see him 5 and 6 years old, don't even know how to go to the bathroom. Somebody hadn't taught him. At that age, they ought to know how to go to the bathroom themselves. Amen. Right? Amen. At 5 years old, you gotta been sucking no bottle. Not even at 2. Really? Amen. Really? Amen. Right? Amen. All right. So, listen to the next statement. Listen to this. He said, may God himself, y'all see it, it's up there, it should be. May God himself, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your life. Impart what? Where did he leave a crack in there for sickness and disease? Where'd he leave a crack in there for poverty and lack? Where'd he leave a crack in there for fussing and fighting? Confusion and stress and strife. Total well-being.